As AI models improve, their developer tools are getting worse. Armin Ronacher, the creator of Flask and Jinja 2 and a widely respected voice in the Python ecosystem, published an essay on July 4th titled Better Models, Worse Tools, which accumulated 183 points and 64 comments. His counterintuitive argument, as the underlying language models have grown more capable, the developer tooling built on top of them has regressed. The mechanism he proposes is an organizational one. When models were weaker, tool designers invested heavily in explicit scaffolding, structured prompts, constrained workflows, careful interaction design, to coax useful output from limited systems. As models grew stronger, designers removed that scaffolding and granted the model more autonomy, producing tools that feel less predictable and harder to debug, even as the underlying model objectively improves at each individual step. Ronacher's specific criticisms touch on tool call reliability, context management, and the growing configuration complexity of agentic frameworks. Some commenters pushed back, arguing that the tools he prefers simply match his particular workflow, and that other developers find greater productivity in the newer, more autonomous systems. That counterargument, however, does not fully address his core concern about predictability, a property that matters more than raw capability in production environments where debugging time is expensive. A related issue surfaced in a GitHub report against the OpenAI Codex repository, drawing 292 points and 115 comments, which documents an apparent performance regression in GPT 5.5 tied to what the filers describe as reasoning token clustering. The claim is that the model's chain of thought tokens are being grouped or processed in a way that degrades output quality for certain coding tasks. Reasoning models carry a known failure mode in which the internal thinking process can reinforce incorrect assumptions rather than correct them. If the clustering behavior is shortcutting the actual reasoning chain, the result would be confident-sounding output that is subtly wrong in ways difficult to detect without systematic testing. For OpenAI, which has positioned Codex as a flagship developer product, the issue is as much a trust problem as a technical one. A more optimistic data point came from Simon Willison, who published a detailed account of developing the Sqlite Utils 4.0 release candidate with significant AI assistance, mostly written by Claude Fable, he noted. At a total itemized cost of approximately $149.25, the HN thread, 54 points and 58 comments, praised the empirical specificity. Concrete cost figures and honest scope acknowledgement are rare in AI-assisted development discourse. Skeptics raised a longer horizon concern. When a codebase is substantially AI-generated, does the human maintainer retain enough mental ownership to debug a subtle failure 2 years later? Willison engaged with that question directly in the thread. An ArcSieve paper titled "The Log is the Agent" proposed a cleaner architectural answer to one of the field's persistent problems: opaque agent state. The paper argues that treating the structured execution log as the agent's primary memory mechanism, the thing it reads from and writes to, yields interpretability and auditability as near automatic properties, rather than as afterthoughts bolted onto frameworks that were already complex.